going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There it is.
Yes.
Back in the building. Miss Allie Mack. Back with us here on the morning shift on sports radio. Yeah. Love to hear it. Nice job, Dylan.
Yeah, that
nice
was
job.
Great.
Nice job, Dylan.
Love
to hear it, man. Look, man, we're going to get to Atlanta Braves here in just 1 second. Allie, we have to call our guy out right here.
Yeah.
Maternity photos or paternity photo. I won't say maternity photos.
They're baby pics, man.
Okay.
Call them what they are. Don't call okay. them. Like, don't
newborn.
Make it weird.
So
don't.
There's one thing, you know, Bo has had a lot of thoughts, a lot of, you know, foot putting down, Allie, as he is as headed towards fatherhood. Now that he's there, I can feel that foot starting to get a little lighter.
Yep.
You know, it's not coming down quite as hard. You know, getting the maternity pics, Bo. So I hope you got good pictures because they'll be around for forever, probably. I still have our first, you know, from four years ago. Ours are still down in the man cave, just rocking.
Yeah, look, when it comes to pictures and my wife, I just smile and try to, you know, get through it because I'm just not a picture guy and everything is a picture. But, like, I was like, hey, well, can I wear these jeans and this button down? She's like, no. She goes, there's a vibe with the outfit that we have. And I go, okay.
But
so I'm going through stuff and she's like, yeah. So I got to wear my Masters 3/4 zip. And then I got a few years ago when I went. And I was like, what about these pants? No. She's like, oh, I like those khaki golf pants. Yeah, put those on. I was like, all right. And I get ready. I get my hair fixed and everything. I look in this mirror. We got this long mirror. And I go, okay. And I walked in there. I go, are you sure you like this? She goes, yeah, it looks great. I go, I feel like a 12-year-old going to Easter Sunday service in church.
Are you guys like me, though, where when my wife's like, hey, we're taking photos, like I try to leverage it for something else? And maybe Grant's like this. I don't know. But I'm like, all right, well, if we take photos right now, then you know what we're doing. You know, like we're going to the Braves game in like 2 weeks. I'm just throwing that out there. It's like I'm not doing this. And like I'll try to leverage the things I do in my home. I'm like, dude, like if I'm gonna do something I don't want to do, you're gonna have to come back around with it. We're going to Disney World. I'm like, all right, that's fine, but I'm not going to Disney World for another 3 years. Okay, deal.
Oh, I think Grant and I are still in the honeymoon phase where he's just like, yeah, whatever you say, whatever you say. But I got to give credit to Amy, Bo. I mean, she's just been a super mom all over social media. I don't know how she has time to do it all. And it looks like she has a glam squad making her up every single day. She is just transitioning beautifully into motherhood.
Did she do her makeup before the hospital photos? That was Lindsay's big thing. She's like, should I do my makeup before I take pictures with the baby?
She absolutely did. It was funny because she was in, I was like, what's going on here? Like, I'm sitting there on the couch, like, because that was like a 4-day bender, basically, without the alcohol. Because you're sleeping on the couch and everything, and you're not getting a lot of sleep when you do. And she's like all glammed up, and I'm like, can I just wear my camo bucket butcher shop hat?
Yes, you can.
And no, but I appreciate that, Allie. That's very sweet of you. She'll really appreciate that. It's one of those deals where there's been so many great moments, but there's always like the little struggles of everything, and it's just kind of getting used to it. Like last night, I got to give Mel credit before we get to the Braves and stuff. Is Amy texted me, we got those pictures yesterday. I'm down there trying to fold clothes and watch Talladega.
It's Dega, baby.
And she's like, hey, we got invited to go to Cancun's. And I go, oh, I don't know. How many people are going? I don't want to be in a big hoopla. Like, I don't, you know, I'm like, I don't know. And so we ended up going with our neighbors. And, you know, we get in there and Mel sleeps through almost the entire meal.
There
right
you go.
At the very end, she woke up.
That's
we gave
a sweet
her a bottle,
spot, man.
And we get home, and now I'm worried, you know, what is she going to be off? So we give her a bath and everything. Dude, I kid you not, I probably fell asleep around 10:30. Mel woke me up at, I believe it was 4:30. No, actually, it was 2:30. I thought she was waking up. I got up. Then she went back to sleep. And then the next day I know it's 4:30, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to give her bottle, go downstairs, and get ready for the show. It could not have worked out better last night.
Yeah. Love to see it, man. That's so important at that age. All right, so let's pivot to Braves real quick. Guys, we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Spencer Schwellenbach last night. A quality start, Bo. The Braves fall 4-6 to Arizona. They do win the series, but I want to focus for a minute on Spencer Schwellenbach. Quality start last night, which, great. You know, you get the 3-run runs in 6 innings. But you also threw a ball in the center field that directly resulted in a 4th unearned run. It's kind of one of those weird caveats, guys, where, like, he's not going to be on the hook for the earned run because it was an error, but it was also his fault. You know, it's like also his error. So you look at it and go, Schwellenbach, you did good. But you also threw a ball in the center field that might have directly led to things getting more out of hand than they probably should have been. But coming off the back of the Suarez 4-homer game on Saturday, seeing the Braves fall short last night, I'm seeing the silver lining keep ripping off series wins, but the Braves nonetheless, Bo, fall last night.
Yeah, Schwellenbach's my guy. I've went on and said I think he's the best Braves pitcher on the staff right now. I still stick by that, but he's had a rough little 3-game stretch here where he's given up 21 hits, 11 earned runs over 17 2/3. The thing that it's funny because he does have a quality start and he has struggled, but in every one of those games where he struggled in 3 games, he's got almost 18 innings. That's, you know, that's six. He's going 6 innings a game, right? Even with struggles, which we've seen Chris Sale gave you his best start of the year on Friday night, barely made it through 5. And so the efficiency is there. Teams are getting aggressive with him early because he's such a strike-throwing pitcher. And what I mean is he predominantly throws strikes. He's a guy that works efficient. So they're getting aggressive early with him. There needs to be an adjustment, which I'm sure he will make, just like he made early last season. But it is very good for the Braves right now. They're 12-8 since they started 0-7. They're tied for last. At one point, they were out of the cellars late Saturday. But Mike, they're winning games, and I know Allie is having to experience this with our own Grant McCauley. But they're winning games much like they did in 2023 right now. To me, the last. Their last 20-game stretch is much like that. They're scoring runs. They're not great still, the runners in scoring position, but they're scoring a plethora of runs. They're outscoring teams when they need to. Saturday night was the perfect example of that. They just fell a little short last night. And, you know, Ozzie Albies has become an albatross for this offense.
That's where I want to go, dude. Let me just pause you right there. And I hate to say that. I don't think it's just the offense that he's become an albatross for. And, of course, I think he had a big hit Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, so I don't want to hamper on it too much. I don't think his defense has been very good. I think his range looks worse than it's ever been. And I think when you look at him at the plate clutch-wise, like when with him hitting behind Matt Olson goes 0-3 yesterday, Ozzie Albies goes 0-5, then Michael Harris goes 0-4, like right there in the heart of the order. And my thought is that Matt Olson was eaten up, but with Albies behind him hitting the way he is right now, I don't know why you pitched to Matt Olson. What is the threat behind him?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, and to your point, they didn't. I mean, it was one of those pitch arounds where if you get him to chase, you know, felt like it was one of those situations where, hey, get something out of the zone that maybe he'll chase that, and if he does, then we maybe change our philosophy here, our strategy. I said this, what was it? Was it Thursday, Mike? We talked about this. I think Ozzie Albies has become the one player that we don't ever touch. We never criticize. Well, he's playing on a team-friendly deal or this. Ozzie Albies the last couple of years has been brutal. You know, you look at his numbers the last few years, he is a player with pop but not a consistent power hitter. He's not a consistent on-base player. His on-base percentage hovers around 300. Yeah. That's not great for a second baseman. That's not what you need. I need more from him all the way around. And to your point, his defense has been shady this year. So he needs to wake up because his contract's coming up soon, and I'm not going to pay him a big boo-koodle of money for him when he's not performing to that.
Well,
we didn't do it with Dansby. Why would we do it with Ozzie?
There is one guy that's not worried about Ozzie, and that's our buddy Brian Snicker.
We know what Oz is, you know, had 30 and 100 before and have some rough patches and still has a way of coming out of, you know what? Oz is great with hanging with himself. He doesn't put a lot of pressure, I don't think, and he has a lot of confidence and understands that this is a seven-month season, and he could, you know, rattle off two great months then be right where you want him to be.
It's thoughtful and hopeful to hear from Brian Snicker, which he usually is. I love that about Brian Snicker. But at the same time, like, we're starting to get to a little bit of an expanded sample size here, guys.
Yeah, it's one of those things, it hurts my heart because yesterday, I believe in the game, bases were loaded. I saw Ozzie coming up and there's two outs already. I'm like, well, we know how this is going to go. Yeah, and
dude,
I am an eternal optimist.
Oh,
and
so
I hate to have that feeling.
Yeah. That's so true, man, and I feel the same way. And again, I think he had a big hit, I think Saturday or Friday, although the weekend's starting to be a blur because we did the show Saturday, Bo, but big hit over the weekend. It wasn't to Suarez's level, which, Lord knows, I'm still seeing home runs for, you know, Suarez on Saturday, which is crazy to watch. Then Corbin Carroll yesterday, with the big hit as well. So, yeah, frustrating into a good series for the Atlanta Braves, and hopefully they can bounce back, man, because it's time for them to...
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.